You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So here's the thing. So David understood, I'm going to tell my soul what to do. My soul's not telling me what to do. I'm going to bless the Lord whether I feel like it or not. Rejoice. Now, something that happens when we rejoice is that we start to put our focus on Him. We start to understand that there are things for us to be grateful for. Rejoicing is going to flow out of gratitude. Okay? And if you will rejoice, it is a form of praise. Now, what happens when we praise God? The devil can't hang out in the praise that's directed towards God. He wants your praise. He wants you talking about Him because he's filled with pride, right? And so he's the one who said he was going to exalt himself above God, his throne above God's throne. And that didn't go so well for him. So he tries to get you to do it. Try to exalt him above God's throne. Well, you don't know how many problems I have. That's why it's hard for me to rejoice. Based on what I just said, do you see where the problem with that is? Right? So we put ourselves in remembrance of all of his benefits. What are some of the benefits of God in Christ Jesus? What are some of the benefits? Okay, the fruit of the Spirit, joy, love, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness. Anyway, there's how many of them? It's not bananas. Ollie was teaching the fruit of the Spirit in children's church, and so Ollie says to one of the kids, "What? Tell me one of the fruits of the Spirit." And they said bananas. And I think you said that was patience, gentleness. It's supposed to be gentleness. So anyway, so that's fun. Come here. Come here. Here, tell me one more time.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control.
Thank you, Gabe. So we have the fruit of the Spirit, and those are good fruit, right? And we have those. Those are not some. Now we do have to nurture them, right, in order to yield to them. But we have the fruit of the Spirit. What else do we have? Eternal life. Okay. We have assurance of life. The scripture says that your life will not hang in doubt before you. Right? What else do we have?
Power.
We have power. We have resurrection power. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Right? So there's things for us to start stirring ourselves up on and rejoicing in. And the more that you get started, the more it's going to start to stir up, because you have enough word on the inside of you in this moment to be able to stir yourself up and begin rejoicing. Now, will it excite you? It will. We're not looking for goosebumps, though they may come. What we're looking to do is to make ourselves more aware of our spirit than we are of the circumstances that are going on, because we're not going to win our war in the flesh. Let's hit pause here. We're coming back. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, 3. We'll come right back over to Philippians 4. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So if we start rejoicing and we start getting ourselves more aware of what God has done than what's happening around us, right? We start to put ourselves and prepare ourselves for not warring according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What is carnal? Natural. Everybody has access to carnal weapons, right? So an unborn again person has access to carnal stuff. An unrenewed mind person has access to carnal stuff. A Christian can act carnal as well. But see, we're not supposed to operate there. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Mighty in God. So they're not just, hey, you got these weapons, but well, they're substandard compared to the rest of the world. No. No. Now, the more that we get to know him and the wonders of his person and who he is, we'll gain greater understanding of the resurrection power that exerts over believers, right? And that power is mighty in God. For pulling down strongholds, what's a stronghold? It's in your mind. We start to believe something is greater than God, and it gets a stronghold on our mind, and it starts to pull us down. But we are not to be pulled down. We are to pull the stronghold down, right? That we walk free of those thoughts that are plaguing, intrusive and divisive and demonic. And we cast down arguments. All right, I think every believer could do a little bit better with this one, right? Can't we? Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Do viruses and sickness and disease exalt themselves above the knowledge of God? How do they do that? Because they say this is terminal. What does the word terminal mean when it's referring to a sickness or a disease? There is no hope. There is no hope. Now, let me ask you, is there ever going to be a day when God says, you know, I really just don't think you should have any hope? No, he is the God of all hope. His word is an anchor to our soul that provides us with hope. And so he is the one who assures us of life and life more abundantly. And when we see sickness, disease, plagues, rumors of plagues, and it tries to get in your head and all of a sudden you're terrified, right? Then that thing is exalting itself above the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God that we have, okay, how about the potential for a global economic collapse? Well, how am I going to be able to do X, Y, and Z? See, that's starting to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. What does God say about you? I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. My God shows me where the good gold is. He gives power to get wealth. So when we start looking at lack and exalting lack in our lives, how does that line up with the word of God? It doesn't. It's exalting it realm it is, spirit, soul, body, financially, or socially. And there, you know, anything that starts to come against you and it implies there is no hope, you can just cut that off. Amen. Because it is exalting itself above the knowledge of God, and you know that God is a God of hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't just, if we allow those things to continue without speaking against them, we just kind of sweep them under the rug. They're going to come back and haunt you. Anybody ever clean your room when you were a kid and you just kind of shoved things where nobody would be looking? Yeah, me too. The terrible thing about that is eventually you have to deal with it. You do. I know. Jordan's with me. You eventually have to deal with it. And the day that you finally deal with it, you think, why did I let it get this bad? Jordan totally relates to me right now. I'm with you. And so what we know though is that if we don't deal with things immediately and we postpone and we procrastinate, one, we are eventually going to have to deal with it. Number two, we're probably going to feel bad about it and condemn ourselves that we didn't deal with it previously. And number three, it's so big now that there's just so much regret and remorse over it. No judgment, just making statements here. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994.